Hi, welcome to the story meditation of Persephone. Make yourself comfortable. Sit in a position that is right for you at this moment. Allow your body to soften. Feel Mother Earth beneath you. And gently close your eyes. Take a slow breath in and a long breath out. Again, inhale and exhale. When we listen to myth, we invite the soul to speak. We offer the soul nourishment. Myths are not just stories for the mind alone. They are doorways for remembrance. Let yourself enter. Travel back in time to ancient Greece, to rolling hills, to valleys washed in golden light, to meadows thick with wildflowers, swaying in the breeze. Here she walks. Not yet Persephone. Here she is Kore, the maiden, the untouched bloom of spring, daughter of Demeter and Zeus. Where she steps, flowers open. The air is always gentle around her. And yet, perhaps beneath the innocence, there is a deeper longing. A call she cannot name yet. A pull towards something more than light. See her walking through the meadow she loves. She bends toward the flower. Her fingers reach out to touch a petal. And in that moment, the earth splits open. Not softly, not beautifully, but violently. The ground cracks, the air stills, time fractures. From deep below rises a black chariot, drawn by dark horses, fire flickering beneath its wheels. In it stands Hades. He reaches for her. A cry tears through the valley. sharp, piercing, unforgettable. And then the earth closes. Silence. Feel that rapture, that moment when the known world disappears. Perhaps you have known such a moment, when the ground beneath your life opens, when something ended without warning. Corey descends, alive, yet entering the realm of the dead, the underworld. What does she see? Take your time. Is it dark? Is there silence? Is it full of whispers? What does the air smell like? And Hades, how does he feel in your imagination? Cold? Intense? Sovereign? Or something more complex? Stay there. Above, her mother surges. Demeter calls her name. Where is my daughter? Her grief becomes despair. Her despair becomes fury. No crops shall grow. No womb shall quicken, no offerings shall rise, and slowly the earth suffers. Renewed, Demeter demands justice. Zeus must intervene. The world is unraveling. And yet, time has passed in the underworld. Corey has changed. She had witnessed the shadows. She has learned the language of depth. She has felt power that does not bloom in sunlight. She is no longer only maiden. She becomes Persephone, queen. queen of the underworld. And when the gods decree she may return, Hades offers her something. Pomegranate seeds, ruby red, rich as blood, sweet as hidden knowledge. And here is a choice, not innocence, not coercion, choice. One, two, three, four, five, six. She eats, and in eating, she binds herself to both worlds. Light and shadow, above and below, spring and winter. Persephone returns, and when she walks the upper worlds, flowers bloom, warm spreads, life quickens. When she descends again, the earth rests, leaves fall, snow covers the ground. And so the seasons are born. And perhaps this is not only her story. Perhaps you too move between worlds. Perhaps your winters are not failures, but initiations. Perhaps the descent was never punishment, but becoming. Stay here for a moment. What seeds have you eaten? What underworld wisdom do you carry? Gently bring awareness back to your breath. Inhale. Exhale. Feel your body supported by Mother Earth. You are both light and depth, both bloom and shadow. When you're ready, slowly open your eyes and let the myth of Persephone find her way into your body, into your soul. Thank you for being here with me.